We learn Le'ilu Nishmas, Pinchas ben Chaim Simcha, David ben Nachamunish, and Chayakam ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Pesachim Perakei Mishnahei. HaPesach Nishchad B'Shalosh Kitos. The Karban Pesach was slaughtered in three groups. The Jewish people, all the Jewish people who were bringing Karban Pesach, were divided into three groups. The last group is a smaller group, but the Torah demands that we divide into three groups based on the following Pasuk in Parashas Bo. Shenema v'shachatu aso kol kahal adas Yisrael. So we have three phrases that speak about groups, Kahal, Veda, the Israel. So therefore we should divide the Jewish people into three groups. Nichnasa Kasa Rishona. So the first group came in on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and Ismale Sazar, they would fill up the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash, and Nalu Dalso Sazar, then they would close the doors of the Azar not to overcrowd the Azar. And this way you would also have enough people. You don't want everyone pushing in. You want to make sure we have enough to make three groups. And then Taku Heiru V'Taku, the Kohanim would blow the trumpets, a Tkiah, true a Tkiah. And this was done, as we'll learn later on in Mishnah Zayin, when the Karban Pesach was being slaughtered, Hallel was being recited. And while the Hallel was recited, the Kohanim were blowing the shofros. Hakonim omdim shuros. Shuros, the Kohanim would stand in a row, an assembly line from the north of, all the way in the north where the Shechita was done, to the Mizbeach, which was in the south. Uvideim bezichei chesef uvzichei zov. They would have in their hands the bowls, the clay shares of silver and gold. Shura shekula kesef kesef, vishura shekula zahav zahav. A row that was silver, the whole row was silver, looks nicer that way. A row that had that was gold was all gold. Lo ayuma orav, and they wouldn't mix together. Lo ayu la bazichim shulayim, nor would these bowls, the clay shares, have a bottom. They would be pointed at the bottom, so you couldn't put them down without the blood spilling. Shema yanichum v'yikrash adam, because we don't want you to put them down, lest you do so and the blood congeals. You don't want the blood to congeal. You want to be able to throw it onto the mizbeach. And therefore, the clay shares were made in such a way. Perek, hey, Mishnah, Vav. Shachat Yisrael, the Kibel HaKohen. So, the Yisrael potentially doesn't have to, but Yisrael Azar can do the Shechita. But of course, the Kohen has to do the Kabbalah of the blood from the neck of the animal into the Kli Shares, the gold or the silver Kli. Nosno lachavero v'chavero lachavero. And he would pass it on. One would pass to the next Kohen, all the way from the north of the Azara to the south where the Mizbeach was. And he would give it to his friend. He'd give the bowl to his fellow Kohen, the one standing next to him in the row. And what would happen? Umekabel es hamole umachzir es harekon. One Kohen would take, because eventually the blood was spilled on the Mizbeach, and now you have to pass back the empty bazach, the empty bowl. So what he would do first is he would be mekabel the mole, the one with blood from one Kohen, passing it from where the Shechita was in the north, and then he would take the empty one, and then he would return the empty one. So each Kohen would accept a full bowl of blood from the Kohen right next to him on his north side, and then return the empty bowl that he'd give to the Kohen. He would pass the bowl, rather the mole, take the bowl and give it to the Kohen who is to his left, who's in the south, and then he would take the empty bowl and pass it to the other person. Why would he do it that way? So there's a concept of in mavir and ala mitzvos. There's no mitzvah to pass an empty bowl. There's a mitzvah to pass a bowl full of blood. So that you would do first. You do the mitzvah that you have before anything else. Accepting the full bowl is the mitzvah of holacha. So you want to accept that bowl first, and then you do that before you pass back the empty bowl, which is only a hechsher mitzvah. So that's how they would do it. Bimekabel the mole, and then machzir es harekon. You accept the full one, and then pass back the empty one. And we'd have so many kohanim here, the Bar Tuna tells us that why chavero lechavero, a whole assembly line? Hakamash malan, says the Bar Tuna, the Barovam hadras melech. Of course, the glory of Hashem, of the king, is demonstrated by having so many people there. And that's why we would do this for this purpose, for the Karban Pesach. Kohen ha-karov eitz al mizbeach, zokor zrika achas keneged ha-yisot. And the Kohen that was closest to the mizbeach, he would be the one to sprinkle the blood, and he would sprinkle the blood Keneged Hayesod, opposite the Yesod. Now, the Yesod was the foundation under the Mizbeach, and it would stick out a little bit, but it did not go around the entire Mizbeach. It was, the Yesod would generally be on the western side and on the northern side, but on the western side, then one Amma would have a right angle towards the south, and on the north, one Amma would come and bend around the corner to the east. And this way, it would officially be all the way around, but not exactly. So the Zrika has to be Keneged HaYesod. You have to pour the blood, one bowl of pouring, not sprinkling it many times like other carbonates, not two that are four, and it's not one on each Karen, which was done for the Karban Chatas. It was just, you would pour the blood, but it would have to be over the, on the walls of Nizbeach, so that the blood would fall on the wall, which is, has a Yesod, has part of the Yesod, the foundation underneath.